ရိဒဒနိဒဒနောချက်ကြီးဝံသံဒီဂျူရချူတူယောပနောနီဝဂျူဒာညစံဘာတီတူယဝတီဝဂျူဒာသောဇင်းဆရဒဘာစိဂျဒေယန်ဒူဂျူဆရဒဗျာတီဂျူဒာချမ်ရူဂျီဝါယနာကျပ်စံရူဆာဂယောရဒန္ဒရချီဒီဂျူမရရှောရောဂျီစေနဆရဝန်ဂျူ တပ္ပယနန္တံတယူယူအတေမကံထောင်ရမေနာယံယူယောညံဘဆံလို့တင်ပို့ရောရကချစ်တယူမခရှိလာကျံလို့ကြွယနာကျံလို့ကြစားတိမုစမေနာဒါကျံလို့ကြွယောတိကျံလို့ကြစားတိအကုန်ကြောတဲ့နန္တံမုစံကြရမေဝယံတိယူအယုမယောညံဘတပ္ပယဝယံတိတိတပ္ပစရိယကချစ်တယ
So in the morning we were talking about the six preparatory practices that they apply at the beginning of any type of meditation, any type of practice that we might do. We have already talked about the first three, and now we continue with number four, which is the visualization of the field of merit. Now the field of merit is a particular practice that we do, and as we say, it's a visualization. And we do that in order to, especially to help ourselves as beginners to overcome certain doubts that we might have. We go for refuge to the three jewels. Now, that's Buddhist terminology. So we go to refuge to those that we feel have the power to protect us. But sometimes, because we cannot directly perceive these beings, because we do not see them in front of us, sometimes we generate some doubt. And if you have doubt about the existence or the presence of those to whom you request protection or you go for refuge to, then you need some external aid to help you. So to overcome the doubt that I never see them, perhaps they don't exist, we try to put ourselves in a situation where we try to visualize the objects of refuge. And this visualization that includes different beings that have the power to protect us is called the merit field. It's a particular visualization that we build. This visualization, as we say, takes a while to build up. So initially, don't expect great results, clarity with a lot of figures in front of you and so forth. But it's something that gradually is cultivated and it becomes clear and stronger.
Then
there are some stories coming with that.
So
All right, so Rinpoche is describe a family, a husband and wife. They were living not necessarily in central India, in the central area of India where the Buddhist teachings were predominant, but in a location further from that central area. The husband was a Hindu, so he used to rely on Hindu teachers. He used to invite sadhus in the house to receive teachings, but he was quite open and liberal because his wife was Buddhist, and he told his wife, the same way I invite my teachers at home, my own tradition, then you're very welcome to invite Buddhist monks to come here. That was the time of Buddha Shakyamuni. Like, if you want to invite Buddha Shakyamuni in the house to receive teachings, this is fine by me. So the husband said to the wife, you have my permission, you can invite whichever you want, whichever teacher you want. But as we say, their house was in a remote location. At that time, Buddha Shakyamuni was abiding in the area of Bodh Gaya, which was considered to be the central area. So they were both considering that the wife was saying, yes, I would like to invite Buddha Shakyamuni, but we are so far away. And back then, all letters and all invitations have to be hand-delivered. Someone had to walk the distance. And she was thinking, well, it's going to take such a long time to send the invitation and then wait for the reply and for the party to come. But in her mind, she had quite a lot of faith. So she said, I will do this. I will prepare the house as if the guests were to arrive this afternoon. I will clean everything. I will prepare all the offerings. I will set the seats for everyone. And then from my heart, I will make this prayer to Buddha Shakyamuni and invite him, mentally invite him. He has clairvoyance, he has special powers, and if I really request him from the bottom of my heart to come here to my house, then certainly that would be more efficient than sending a letter. So that's what she did. And because her invitation and her prayer was an honest one, soon after the prayer was completed, miraculous phenomena started occurring in this location. A lot of people reported that suddenly big clouds appeared in the sky, and the entourage of Buddha Shakyamuni started descending from the sky. Some of them were riding on clouds. Some of them appeared riding on flying elephants and descended from the sky. Others appeared from the locations nearby. Almost miraculously, they have covered the distance and they came near to their house. They were almost to very, very close to the house.
ကျွန်တော်တင်ရမ္မရမ္မကြီးဖေဝရင်သူတောင်ပို့ဒီမင်္ဂတာဆောင်ခွန်ဖို့တောင်းနေဖေဝရကြီးစေနညဉ့်စင်းရှိဝတောင်းညမ်းတဲ့ချက်ချက်မနီထူလန်ချင်းနေငွန်ရှိခွန်ချင်းနေဒီမောရံကဒင်ရေရှိခွန်သူကျွန်တော်တို့ဇန်ရီယောပါနဖေဝရကြီးဇန်ရီမေပါနဖေဝရယောမာရီစေနဒါဇန်ရီယောကြီးဆိုရမ္မရမ္မကြီးတဲ့ ตัวเนี่ยชาวเจ้ามันนี่ที่จีมาจีมาจุลีรัมบะชมาชมาจุลีเปรียวอะไรงั้นมาตัวเปรียวดีนะยองที่ยืมมาตัวสุดเด็กชั่วร้องก็ต้องไปอะไรสิเดียวมาอะไรสิชมาอย่างเปรียวดีนะที่ต้องไปอะไรสิเดียวมาอะไรสิแต่จริงจริงก็คนเดียวที่อยู่อะไรสิชมีชมาตัวเปรียวดีนะโอ้แต่ต้องไปตัวเดียวนั่นอะไรสิเนี่ยโอ้แต่ติดแล้วก็คนนี้โอ้แต่ชื่อ
แต่นี่ถ้าจำรู้ได้จะอยู่ว่าที่ที่ตอนที่น้องยังก็จะงูเส้นจัดทวายเมืองนี้ละเพิ่มก็อยู่ว่าเรื่อยที่เพื่อที่ท้องยาไม่ว่าโอ้จุดนั้นท้องยาไม่ใช่อยู่ว่าเย็นน่ะรู้เดี๋ยวนั้นโอ้จุดยังก็อยู่ว่าเรื่อยที่ยันที่จะเป็นสันเดียบดีจุดนั้นที่นั่งก็จุดกุมเจ้าที่งูเส้นจัดทวายเมืองนี้ก็อันที่จริงนี่สมัยยังไปจันทร์เส้นก็ลูกจีก็คนที่ติดใจยินดี
So this is how the entourage of Buddha Shakyamuni started arriving. They all arrived in some magical way. They all manifested the powers of miracles, because to have people descending from the sky or arriving on elephants that are flying from the sky and so forth, all these are spectacular events. Now, what happened was that the woman, when she extended this invitation, Buddha Shakyamuni perceived it immediately, and he said, "We have received an invitation for this location. It is far away. So those of you who do not have miraculous powers, have not developed these powers, you will not be able to attend. But the rest of you who can manifest miraculous powers, then I would ask you to proceed, to start going." Buddha Shakyamuni was the last one to arrive in this location. So what was happening was that one by one, the disciples who had miraculous powers would arrive. And as they would arrive in this spectacular way, the people would say, "Are you the teacher? Are you the main one?" And they would say, no, he's coming behind." And then another one of the close disciples would arrive, again arriving in a spectacular way, and the people would say, "Oh, it was not the first one, but it must be this one. So are you the teacher?" No, the teacher is still coming." So after the whole entourage arrived and the people were so impressed, at the very end, Buddha Shakyamuni appeared there. And that created a lot of faith in people's mind, because they said, well, if the disciples can do all these things and manifest all these miracles and appear in such a spectacular way, well, then what should be the powers of the teacher, of the main teacher of these people? So by the time Buddha Shakyamuni arrived, and he was the last one to arrive, then people had already generated faith. And then the field was open, the road was open for Buddha Shakyamuni to teach Dharma, to bestow refuge on these people. They all wanted to take refuge by that time, and therefore the teachings proceeded very smoothly. Now, this story is said in order to illustrate that if you do have faith in your mind, you can visualize, you can send prayers towards the objects of your refuge. The objects of our refuge, they do not always have to be in front of us, next to us, in flesh, right? If we have faith in them, we can call them, we can visualize them, and they will send their help, and with their powers, they will assist us as much as possible. Sometimes, as beginners, we doubt that they exist, and for that reason, it's good to sit down and try to visualize that they're right in front of us.
ว่าจึงได้ยินไปยันดูจึงได้ที่ยุทธจุดก็นอนในยุทธจีเจ้าที่จับส่วนรัวก็ยืดยืดที่ว่าจึงเจ้าส่วนรัวก็ยืดที่สระมาตั้งนายว่าเพิ่มเพิ่มก็อยู่ว่าเรื่อยที่งูส่วนยืดทวายมีงี้ว่าแต่ลีตั้งบัวว่าแล้วเดินจะจึงทราบนั่นจะจึงเพื่อรู้จีเสนอยันยันเสียชุดยันนั่นที่นี่เพิ่มก็ยืดจึงเพิ่มก็รีสัมไปยี่จีก็งอนนี่นั่นจะจีก็ที่นั่นจะจำรู้จีก็อยู่ว่าจำรู้ตอนทศกุลว่ายันดูได้ที่ยุทธจีเจ้าว่าแต่งาว่าที่ได้ที่ต้อง 소수 고성고 누구고 먹고고 예지 군이 논트 가르치기 정거 요나요 어다디 논트 정화디 롱고 무슨바지 검적건던데 쇼바 부하디 영원 척서가지 인구 요하리 띵 척선바 척선바 리엔 척 연어 등근다 척선바 선바디인디 어다디니 다시마지디 지니 영수기
Now, we say that it is good to try to visualize the field of merit in front of you, the holy objects that protect you. But it doesn't mean that if your visualization is not good enough, then they will not come or they will not help you. They are present. They are always there next to you, whether you can visualize them or whether you can see them or not. Of course, there are some fortunate individuals who have the type of perception that allows them to see them, to meet them, to talk to them directly. But for most of us, we just have to be satisfied with some visualization. And again, as we say, the most important thing is from the bottom of your heart to have faith that they are there, that they are willing, and that they are always present in when you call them in order to protect you. So this completes the fourth of these preliminary practices, which is the field of merit. And now we continue with the fifth one, which is the seven-limb prayer. Now the seven-limb prayer is a type of prayer or a type of practice that have four different limbs. The first one is offering prostrations. The second one is presenting offerings. The third one is confession of negativity. And this confession of negativity is something we have already discussed. This is not just merely a Tibetan or a Buddhist tradition. It's a tradition that we have find in most religions. This need to talk about negative actions that have been committed and in this way to try to purify them. So these are the first three of the seven limbs. Now, the fourth of those limbs is the limb of rejoicing, and we rejoice in virtue. Any virtuous activity, whether it is physical or verbal or mental, it gives us an opportunity for us to rejoice, to be happy about. And we don't just rejoice in virtue that we generate ourselves, but we look around us for examples of virtue, and there are plenty of those. There is a lot of virtue accumulated by the Buddhas, virtue created by bodhisattvas, by arhats, by the ordained sangha, but also by ordinary people, ordinary beings. Virtue is created all the time. It doesn't have to be a big virtue, even a small virtue, a small action that is a virtuous action needs to be taken notice of, and then that can act for us as a cause to generate joy.
Now, ကတနာတနာဆိုရှူအနာရင်ရေမောဝမနစေကြီးတိစချင်းမူရင်ပဲရင်သူကျေရောင်ကိုညမကြီးလာဟိုကျူလူကိုကိုနေငော့ကိုကိုနေယကြီးကိုကောင်းရောင်းနေစပ်စပ်ဘာကိုဂိဝန်ထံပကြီးယောနာဂွန်တဒုံတော်ကိုကြမ်းနေတရင်ကြီးလူငော့ရစံကိုကိုနေယောက်ဝန်တဲ့ကြီးထံပကြီးကြီးဟောစံတေယောဒီဂဝကြီးကုံ ยังจีมาดูว่านนท์ได้จังอยู่นะก็ต้องดูชัวร์นั่งยืนชอบไปจีแต่ก็ว่ากลุ่มกีว่าเทมเปจีอยู่นะที่เป็นนะจีนิมาจีละน้องละจีงจีงูกลุ่มจีเราเนี่ยกลุ่มจีก็ชาละเช็ดทำไปจีว่าเช็ดจีเราเนี่ยที่ร้องก็มาเนี่ยว่าทุเรศมันรู้วิเชิดจีสมเชียงกังเกย์เนี่ย ที่สุดสุดที่เจริญก็จีงงงก็จีอยู่นะที่นั่นละเจ้าจะไปยังนะเจริญก็จีมามองก็ท้องท้องยามบุที่ละฉันที่ผู้ชายว่ารู้ว่ามารถจะเดียวมาแล้วว่าโอ้จีเจ้าก็เดียวมาแล้วว่ารังก็ตะพูดจะมาทำนะมัวสิจิตติเนี่ยสักเช่นบุยเป็นยันดูโอ้ดังมัวที่ยันลูกดมบุติดะที่นั่นรีรีนี่ยินดี
Now, the fifth one is requesting the Buddha to turn the wheel of Dharma. And this is, again, an expression that refers to teaching. When the Buddhas turn the wheel of Dharma, it means that they give us teaching. So we request them formally to remain here with us and continue to teach. The sixth one is the request for the Buddhas to remain for a long time. We wish them to have a long life, not to pass into parinirvana, not to pass away, but to remain with us and continue their teaching activities. And finally, the last one, the seventh limb, is the limb of dedication. We talked a little bit about the importance of dedication prayers that are done at the end of the activities. And it's very important, no matter how big or small, significant or insignificant the activity is, at the completion of this activity, it is good for us to dedicate the merit. Because in this way, we, in a sense, we have a saying as to how the merit of this action should be used, should be actualized, and we determine it. And it's very good at the end of the day to really consider all the activities that have been completed, to rejoice for all the good things we have done, and make sure that at the end of the day, we dedicate all the virtue we have created. And again, through this, through going through all the activities of the day, if we find out that there were some areas that perhaps we didn't achieve things as we wanted to, maybe we failed in some way and so forth, if there is some negativity involved in that, again, that's a very good opportunity at the end of the day to confess, to purify as much as possible. The dedication of virtue ensures that this positive potential is not destroyed and it's not lost. And Rinpoche was saying it's like putting your money in the bank. It doesn't matter if you don't have much money, even if you have a few cents, even if you have, you know, $1 or $2, if you deposit it in the bank, it is safe there, right? If you keep it in your pocket, you might lose it. But if you put it in the bank, it's safe. So with the dedication, the virtue is also, it remains, it's not destroyed.
ဒါတီတံပိုးကျေဆောင်သရဝေယံလို့ဒီတာရီနီညီစီဒူဒူကျေရှိရယနာဝကျေဆောင်သရဝစေကျေတေလာကျေဆောင်ကျင်းတဲ့မံပူယုတ်တင်းငီဟိုကျေဒါကျေတံပိုးကျေဆောင်နာတံပိုးသဝနီကျေဆောင်နာမရဆာလာစေတန်တံကျေမရကမ္ဘောဝရဝပြေတေတောင်းဒါဝကျောင်းဆောစေကျေတီလူကကောင်းခေစီတေလာကျောင်းဆောသာယာတိဆက်ကျွေယင်တင်းငီ ဒါတိမယံဘကမ္ဆောစီဝတိချက်ရံပွန်တော်ဝင်တင်းငီချက်ဒီဝစီကျေတီငါကျေချက်ကသံမူကြပါတိယင်တင်းငီတိမာစီကျေပရတူတန်သောမကျေကရစေကိုငါကျေကိုနီချေချောင်းသံဘုကန်ဒီယင်နယံယင်နန္ဒဝကျေဒါတိနီလောဘတံသဘာယင်နယံသံဘုတူကျေဂရကေယံသူကံကောကိုဝကျေဒါတရှိဒီလီစီ
Now, let's look at those seven limbs one by one. So first of all, The first one is prostrations, right? So why do we need to make prostrations? Well, prostrations is an expression of respect, of paying homage to the person towards the being, the person towards which you prostrate. And there are different types of physical prostrations. We have the full prostration in which you completely stretch your body as you touch the ground. We have the half prostration where you don't you fall on your knees and your hands touch the ground, but you don't necessarily stretch the body. And we also have some more informal forms of prostration. So Rinpoche is saying, so for example, if you're a student and you see one of your teachers go by, usually you would somehow acknowledge them with your head. And we have even more informal than that, like, hi. Well, you know, acknowledging someone in a particular way, that's also, it's a form of showing, of acknowledging the other person and showing some respect, yeah? You're there, I know you're there.
ဟုတ်ကြည့်တော့တင်တော့ရင်ပဲရင်သူလူကြီးဆောက်တဲ့တင်တာကျင်းတဲ့ဒီစံမှန်ပေါ်ရောကငါကိုဆောက်တဲ့ဒီကတိချေချူအောင်ရုံတဲ့ဂျိုဘဂိုနီတေလာကြီးတိုးလလန်ရတာတင်တာဒီစံတောင်းဝဂိုနီယေကြီးလူကြီးဆောက်ငါကိုဆောက်စီတဲ့ရင်တင်ဒါယေကြီးဆောက်တဲ့ဒီစံပြီးနောင်းနေတေလာယေကြီးက ยีจีซอยันบายันดูซอซมบุนอนีซอญีโบดีจีนาเรเรเนเกซอยัวเรดีซูซูยีจีกีเตยูยูบายันนาซอทามานีกาติเตยองดอวินดียูบายันดูซอซมบุนอนีตานอซากิชัวเตนอเจนเรชอบาลาวานียูบาติเกซีดาวานียูบาติเตนอเจนชีลิงกะไกซอดีชีซอ
So there are different types of physical prostrations, but you can also express your homage or your respect in a verbal way by praising that person, by enumerating all the good qualities. And this is called the verbal prostration. And finally, there is what we call mental prostration. Mental prostration is faith. Generating faith for the qualities of that being is a way of showing your respect. And as we said this morning with the offerings, there are the external offerings and the internal offerings. And from amongst the two, it is the internal offering that is the most important. So again here, in terms of prostrations, the physical and the verbal prostrations are examples of external prostrations. And the mental prostration is the internal one, and this is the most important one. Being in a mental state of respect by recognizing the qualities and by having faith for this, towards these qualities. Now the next one we said is offerings, but we gave this story, this illustration about external and internal offerings in the morning, and Rinpoche thinks that this will be enough for the time to cover the subject. So we move to the next one, the third one, which is confession. Now, we said that on any given day, we should really, at the end of the day, examine our behavior, go back through the day, all the activities of the day, and ask ourselves, did I say the right thing? Did I say it in the right way? Did I behave in the right way? What was the state of my mind? So by asking these questions to yourself about whatever has happened during the day, you should be able to identify whether somewhere you have behaved in a mistaken way or not. If a mistake has been made, this has to be recognized. Because unless you recognize there is a mistake, there is no way of avoiding this type of behavior in the future. A mistake is almost like a poison. If you have poison in your body, what you want to do is, first of all, find which area is affected and then try to remove the poison in order to heal yourself. And confession is exactly like this. You identify which area has been affected by negativity and then you try to remove this negativity. Now, confession is very important in this process of eliminating negativity. And during this course, we gave the examples of people such as Angulimala or Milarepa who accumulated vast amount of negativity during a phase of their lives, and then they were able to remove all this negativity. This process of purification begins with confession. Now, Rinpoche is saying it's very important to acknowledge that you have made a mistake. That's perhaps the most important step in this whole process. Here we're talking, whether we look at the example of a person who has broken the law or whether we look at the example of someone who has committed one of the 10 non-virtuous actions, the process is exactly the same. First of all, you have to say, I did it. It was me. I acknowledge that I've done it. And from then onwards, you have to express your regret. Now, when somebody is taken to court on trial, and first of all, the person is asked this, you know, the act that has been committed is read out, and then they ask this person whether they plead guilty or not. And if indeed one has done the action, one has to admit guilt. One has to say that, yes, I did it, and one can address the judge perhaps and say, Your Honor, I realize I was under the influence of such and such, and I committed such and such an action. I can see that as a mistake, and I want to make things right. And if you have such an attitude, usually that helps in reducing your sentence, right? If you appear there being very arrogant, not admitting anything, you know, not seeing any fault in your action, then of course you will receive the full sentence. But you see, for people who do show a lot of regret, usually if it is that they have to stay, you know, for a year, maybe their sentence is condensed to a few months. So it always helps to acknowledge what you've done.
ဟုတ်ကြီးပဲနာတင်တဲ့ကြီးဆောင်ရပါတယ်ဟာကြီးပဲနာကြီးကြီးဝါချမကြီးဝါငမတိဒီပတ်ဆပ်ချင်ဖို့ကြီးဆောင်းနော်ကြီးညရပါရတော့တန်တို့စီကြီးတန်တို့ကြီးဝါကြီးလင်းကြီးဝါရနာယောင်ကြီးဒါတိမရဒီပတ်တေနုံတဲ့ရောင်းကဟာကိုနေရှောက်ရပါရနာကြီးဝါချမတိတန်တို့ကြီးဝါကြီးလုံးဝရနာတန်တို့ကြီးဝါကြီးလုံးနီရင်ရင်ဖို့ဒီမကြီးပါ
So, for example, suppose you have committed a negative action that creates the cause for you to be reborn as an animal. Now, that's a heavy action. But if you engage in this process of confession, where you start the purification of this negativity, you might be able to arrange things in a way that perhaps you will have to be reborn as an animal, but at least you will have a short life as an animal. You won't remain in that existence for long. And they say, they have this example, and they say that even if you were to fall into the hells, if you have already during this life confessed the negativity and generated regret, you will fall into the hell, but you would just come out of it straight away, like a ball that bounces off the ground and comes out again. Similarly, if you are to fall in an unfortunate situation or migration, you'll come out quickly. Now, one very powerful way for purifying negativity is to go for refuge, right? Because that has an incredible protective power. Now, there is a story, again, remember we say that the two main disciples of the Buddha was Shariputra and Mangaliputra. So, well, this story has to do with the mother of Mangaliputra. And the mother, being an Indian mother, was at home and she was always very busy with the work she had to do in the house. She had to clean, she had to cook, and it seems that her chores were never ending. And whenever the son would come into the house, the son would try, I mean, he was a highly realized being, and he would always try to teach his mother some dharma. And the mother would say, I don't have any time now. I have to sweep, I have to clean, I have to cook. If I sit down... And the son would say, but sit down, you know, for 5 minutes we can discuss dharma. And if I sit down, who do you think is going to prepare the food? And so on and so forth. So Mangaliputra said, all right, we're going to do it like this. At the door, at the entrance of our house, I will put a small bell. And the door was a bit short, right? So he said to his mother, every time you're going to go through the door, your head is going to hit the bell. So there will be a slight ringing of the bell. And when you hear this ringing of the bell, I want you to remember to go for refuge. I don't want you to stop your work. I don't want you to sit down and receive any, listen to any long discourses. But every time you hear the bell ringing, just remember to go for refuge. And because the mother was always so busy, in and out of the house, sweeping, doing this and doing that, the bell was ringing constantly. So the mother was constantly going for refuge. She passed away and she fell into the hells. And in the hell realm, she had this existence where really she was always exhausted. She had to work so hard. And out of her exhaustion, somehow she remembered her previous life as an Indian housewife, and somehow she thought, oh, this is just when I was an Indian housewife slaving for the family. And Mangaliputra, at this time, he rang a bell, and in the house, his mother heard the sound of the bell, and automatically she went for refuge. And by the virtue of going for refuge, she quickly came out of the house, and in her next migration, she came back as a human.
ဒါရန်တော့ငနောင်းနေတင်ရင်တင်ဒါသမငွားတေကျူတာတာကြီးငမကျူအရှူရွာရီတီဒေလာမကျူချောက်ကြမနီဆောင်းရောင်းနာသုခချီကျူပိကျူတာဂျာတီတောင်းတေငွားငွားစီကြီးတီဆောင်းရွာရွာဟောကျူတာငွားစီကြီးငိုရှိဇီတီလူကိုငေါကောကိုရီကြီးကိုကောင်းနေစောပါဂျွတ်မောင်ဘူးကျူလပ်ချင်ဘူးကျူရနာတဲ့မူမကူဝါ ချောင်းချောင်းထံပထံပကျမတော်မဲနာယောင်းဒီစံကျင်းကောင်းကွယ်ငုံကောင်းနောင်းရပါငုံငုံခွန်ငုံညောင်ညောင်ကျမတော်မဲနာတင်းငုံကောင်းနောင်းရပါတင်းနောင်းရင်ကမန်စေပါတီပြန်ညံသူချင်ဖို့ဒီဒီချင်းဖုံဖို့တော်ဝင်ချင်းတော်ချင်းတော်ဝင်ပါရင်သူကြံသွင်းနောင်းတာချက်တကြီးနောင်းနာကြံသွမဆေဝါတဲ့တင်းတရားယောမာရီစီပေတေကိုတေတောင်းတော်ပါဒီ ကိုယ်ဝန်ထံပထံပကျူယောနာတေကျူစံကျေတံကျေဆောင်ကြီးထောရာကကွန်ချောကကွန်ဖောင်းထောရာကချက်တော့ငွေကြပါရနာဝကျူတာကျူနဆောင်ကြီးကြီးဆောင်ကျုပ်စေကြကွန်ချောကျူမန်သေးဝါတဲ့တင်သေးရမေးစင်နဝတဲ့ကျတဲ့ကျံသွချေနောချက်တကြီးကျံသွမန်သေးဝါတဲ့တင်မန်ဒီကျတဲ့ရောင်ဝီဆောင်ကျုပ်ကြီးပါယောဆောင်ကျမချမသောဝါတဲ့တင်မန်ဒီစင်ဆောင်ကြပါငွေခေါင်းတည်တင်တဲ့ကြီးဒီ
Now, regarding the last one, which is the dedication, we say it's the one way to ensure that your virtue does not go to waste. And we gave initially this example of putting your money in the bank. You don't waste it, it just stays there and it increases. But there is another classical analogy to describe the power of dedication. It says, when you dedicate your virtue towards enlightenment, this virtue will remain, it will not be exhausted until the ultimate result, your ultimate goal, has been actualized. Making a dedication is like adding a small drop in the ocean of water. If you just had one small drop of water, it would be very easy for that to be evaporated. But if you just add this small drop of water into the ocean, it would be very hard for that body of water to evaporate. Your drop is mixed with a massive amount of water. So for as long as this ocean remains, your little drop of virtue also remains there. And until your ultimate goal of enlightenment is achieved, that virtue will not be wasted, will not be exhausted. It will go towards achieving your ultimate goal. So that's the reason why we want to make sure we dedicate.
Ramsey
would like to stop the teaching, the presentation now, because since yesterday afternoon we have not been offering enough time for questions. So yesterday afternoon we just had 15 minutes and we said, I'll promise tomorrow in the morning session you have time. This morning we didn't have any questions and answers, so we better make some time for it now. So any relevant questions from the last three sessions?
Okay. I would like very much to take refuge, but I feel very uncomfortable with the motives, like taking a choice by fear or by reward makes me feel very uncomfortable. Mm. I feel that I want to do good for the sake of doing good. Mm-hmm. And I even find it disturbing bringing it as motives, either the fear or the reward. And I'd like very much Rinpoche to comment on that.
We mentioned this, let's say the process, you know, or the psychology behind going for refuge, but we don't want you to be terrified in order to go for refuge, right? If you look at it from another, I'll give you another example, right? So you have a child that is playing, and then suddenly they fall down and, you know, they hurt themselves. And what do? They start crying for their mother, right? So think about this relationship. The child is crying, and is crying for the mother to come and help. Every time we are, it doesn't mean that the child is necessarily, you know, frozen with fear or something like that, but it's just calling someone that the child knows that, you know, will come and take care of, right? So this is, it's this type of relationship. Yeah?
I was very much touched by the story of the small crossroad child, but there was something that I couldn't understand, because okay, it was just a small crossroad, but Shakyamuni Buddha was passing there. It was a big blessing. Wasn't it enough for him to be healthy child?
Rimuchila that the Rinsuge Lamchewa tan Lamchua the Logu Dinde Sungiroa. Lamchua and Kura Lamchung Chun Yosa denala Ama Dewaresa. Dene the Jinlab Nanyan Michig Matong Mindus. Yina ya Jinlab Nanyan the Sangha Tuwarewa. Sangha Tuba Yina Jinlab Chembores. Jinlab Chigres. Yina ya Halam Jinlab. Well, he did receive the blessing of the Buddha because he did become an arhat, didn't he? But the fact that he was not very bright, right, and he had all this difficulty in the beginning of his training was due to bad imprints from a previous life, right? So in the previous life, perhaps he hadn't done much study. And if you don't do much study and if you don't develop your mind, then you're in a situation where your intelligence is not fully developed. And this is why he had, for so many years, he couldn't even memorize two lines, but he did receive the blessing.
My question is about the effect of my actions on future lives and gross and subtle consciousness. As far as I can tell, anything that I identify as myself, my thoughts, my feelings about myself, have to do with the gross level of consciousness. And since that does not go on to the next life, I don't identify my next life as me in any sense. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm indifferent to it. I mean, thinking that there is some future creature who will be greater, greatly affected by my actions is meaningful to me, but I don't see it as me. I don't have that direct. Is that a right view?
Yeah, Rinpoche la ta kora leg yun tre ta kewang achi korla ko dinre shuya chi yes. Chirtan ko kewang achi kelengi yes. Yina ya kewang achi ronyen di di namshe tramo tramo di res. Tan namshe rafa kangalo duitsene karansu shikala ka meba chayo ras. Yina ya tanta nga seriya di ta halam namshe rafa ki tone. Ngato yores. Rwa ta pecha sana miki namba seva kare ton yadi nye mik nye tawa dires. Nye amjo nye dra nye samsul teso kangalo namse rakwa rale ne kunso ngata nye samlo korge yores. Tene jela ma ombala teso kangalo meba chana namse tramo di kewa sarva lena ta simchen senda chiksa gire yina ya nga yin samare
ori
di dine samlo dinre thana khandre sik do tene ngema le sane dandang nye le sawati chelo mambala halam simjin chendaji nyongo gire
ori da tinda ko samlo tanya ko samlo tandang ko kola tinda ji yo sak yo re di nga se ji de la o ji dang nga dak sa ko ji di phambu rapa ji phambu thamu ji ทามุนทามุจิสัมสังยังกะยวาริพังโพระปะติทุสังตินะงางาสิจิติ ຍັນຍັດລະນໂຍຍາດີຕັກກະວັງກຸນໂລກຢູ່ວ່າໂຕຕິນອງຈິນນາມຊິນທາມູດັນທາມຸນທາມູດໍຊໍຣອງກຸຍົມບໍລົງຕິດັບຈິງງາສິຈິດີກັບຕິລາງາສິຈິດີງຸນຈັນຊາດີຣະບາດີຈັງນັນທາມູຈິລາງາສິຍັງກຸຍວ່າເຕຈິດຸນທາມຸນທາມູດີຈິມາຈິບັນໂລກຢູ່ວ່າຍັນດຸຍັງເຕລາຍັງຄຸນອງກະສົງວ່ານອງຈິນດີ ငါစေจิตတိတကြေတိယံတံတွင်းဖုံဖို့တည်ရင်ဒီရွာရင်သူယောင်ငါစေจิตတိဂျေဖို့ဂျေဘာရီတိတကြေတိတံတွင်းဖုံဖို့ရပ္ပတိတည်ရင်ဒီယောင်တေလာယောင်ထမုန်ထမုန်ကြည့်ယုတ်ဒီလုံးတိရောက်စံငြိမ်ပဲယံသူဟောကြည့်တတ်တင်တတ်ကိုချေဖို့တိယေသမနငါစေจิตတိဂျေဖို့ဂျမ်နာယောင်ငါတင်တို့ကိုယုတ်ဒီတမ္မပယနငါရှစ္စနီဂျေတံတွင်းကြွာလုံးဝါယနာတံတို့တင်ငါအရိစေန
Actually, that's a very nice question you're asking, because there's quite a lot to discuss about this. Now, when we talk about I, myself, as you say, you identify yourself in relation with your thoughts, with your feelings, and so forth. So technically, how we describe this is that we have a basis of designation of the I. You have something upon which you can designate the I. You have something that you recognize as being I, a self, right? And right now, you're a human, you're male, you have particular feelings, you have particular body, speech, mind, thoughts, expressions, and so forth. And on the basis of all this, you recognize this I. But the thing is that we actually have different bases of designation for the I. We have the gross one, a subtle one, and a most subtle one. Right? So we go from the gross aggregates, which is the form, the feelings, the consciousness, and so forth, at the gross level, to one which is the most subtle consciousness that exists. We have three, you can say that we have three bases of designation: the gross, the subtle, the most subtle. And at the time of death, all these gross elements die. And this is why we say that the person has died. The person that was me has died. But still, the very subtle consciousness, which is a valid basis of designation, continues and goes into the next life. Now, let's say that the human has died, and now it is reborn as an animal. Now this animal is going to have a completely different body, completely different type of mind, consciousness, feelings, and so forth. So the gross basis of designation of the I has changed. You can ask, is this animal the same as the human that it was before? Well, of course not. You know, it's a completely different form, completely different mind, and so forth. But there is a very subtle consciousness, which is still called the I. It's I, it's still me. And that thing continues uninterrupted. And therefore, there is still a continuity. And we can talk about something being reincarnated and continuing and experiencing the karma that has been created. But the gross aspects of the I change from life to life.
Malam tongue, near love of Kavza, Mujida, Nazi, Nazi, Chichi, Luci, Robert, the Zoganga, Dunro, you are ready, near to Bull of Kavza, Taya Meding, Nakhams in Roding. Malam tongue of Kavza, Malam Gashiwala, young Malam Damanda Tanguna, Ni Zuntanza, Ni Dratusan Yamba, you are ready, Malam Gavdina, Mukishiwa, Zuntanga, you are Maruva, Narji.
Now, also consider this example. When you fall asleep, one by one, the gross awareness, such as the eye awareness, the ear awareness, and so forth, they all decline, they all cease to function temporarily. And then, during the phase of deep sleep, you might have a dream. What happens during the dream is that the subtle consciousness becomes active, and you have a dream in which perhaps you raise as a different character and you engage in different activities. When you wake up the next morning, you said, I dreamt that I went there and I did that and I saw such and such a person, you know, in my dream. So what you are describing there is a situation where you're still identifying with something subtle that does not necessarily share the same characteristics of gross awareness or even your physical form or anything like that. But you still identify. You say, I did such and such a thing in my dream last night.
So it's the same awareness that produces the dreams that migrate?
Yeah, nimbo chela da milam ki sepa da kewa chima leya ki sepa chikpa reves ka ka reves.
Ori di chi no chua di chikpa ron ma re di te dong chan da wan thamo ji yin ba di dan da yu ba re.
It's not exactly the same, but it gives you an idea that there is gross consciousness, subtle consciousness, and the most subtle consciousness. The dream consciousness is subtle. It is something even subtler than that. Yes. Okay.
I have two questions about the prayers. The first one is a specific question and then second a general. The specific is what's the difference between a perfect prayer and a non-perfect prayer?
Yeah. Rimbuchen la ta chirtan kora khatri shuya ni yes deso ni ka di melam gyavya ki tholares. Ta pecha sana melam yantapa. Then menlam yantapa maimpa ki chepar khare yores menlam chirtan ki menlam ta yantapa menlam chepar khare yores
de chepar yore pe na ji mo samung no sim jin ko samung ngem ba jin ji ye na bar ji da se bu ka bi na tin da ko ka la su ngi ti la chama de no ba ji ji ko sam bu mo ni mo lam ta bi sa ga ye na ti mo lam gun di wo la ti la no ba ji ngi ji ko ni la ne ti la no ba ji wa di mo lam la pa yin gi wa ri mo lam yo ta ba yin du o ji da ngi rong jin sim jin kong ga la phen ba ji du ko nyam ba mo ni o ji da shen ba dang nyin ji ngon ni
Big difference. Now, For example, you have someone who is planning to assassinate someone, and just before they go to perform the act, they're fully prepared, but they also pray and they say, I hope I'll be successful. I hope I kill him. And they carry out the activity and they are successful. Now, that's a prayer that has come to pass, but it's not a perfect or a good prayer. You can have somebody else who's saying, I really wish to benefit all sentient beings. And then this person then acts accordingly and so forth. The second is an example of a perfect, correct prayer. Right? So you could have a prayer that is, it's like the quality of the thought, it's the intention in the prayer that makes a difference.
The general question that I have is that before this retreat, I was under the impression that prayers in Buddhism are much less important than in other religions. And here I'm kind of getting the impression that maybe I was wrong, and prayers are much more important than I assumed. Mm-hmm. And I want to just see what's if I'm wrong or not.
Sure. Yeah, Rinpoche la de ta te ko tensan din re Rinpoche ki kalob di mashu kong la ko sem nang la halam nambe san geba koran so menlam setra gyabi yo samares ya gyab na nyung nyung ma to setra ta kel chenpo yin samares sam chung juis ta yishu la so ba koran so menlam gyabi ya di kel chenpo tse yores ta chikshana ko nor yo sare sang indus ta Rinpoche ngune Sungrojis, Melam Javiati, Nampa Sangevala, Melam Javiati, Kelchembo de Ves, Maris.
The younger you are, what you carries ago, or you Kadambe Lamana, Jimara, Sant, you not in the Yuari, Tongtani, La Chavani, Senada, give out you Dumna, Lugu Goni, give out Jabayana, Moko Goni, give out Jabayana, it is Amrotong Goni, give out Jabayana, Tongma, Java Kalchivati. ကျေစံလို့တောင်းရသည်သုံးမိချပါသမိချပါသည်ယူကနေတင်တဲ့ကိုနေမောလမ်ကြီးကခတ်မှာကျရနာကျေမောလမ်ဒီထုတ်လောက်စံလို့ကြပါမောလမ်ဒီခတ်ကြရသည်ငွားကကိုနေကျေရောင်းရောင်းကြီးကြီးတည်တကတော့ကံကစရဝသမယံပါဒါကြီးကငွားနောင်အငွေးကြပါနောင်ချင်းကိုတွေ့လင်ပါတင်းနောင်ချင်းစံကျင်းသမ်ကြီးလာကျေဖန်ပါတရားကငွားမောလမ်ကြီးအားဒီငွားကြီးတမ်နာဂီဝန်ကျင်းထံပစောစပါတိခြေစုစမန်တို့ဝတေယံပါယံသူထောင်းတန်းကြီးလာကျပါကြီးစီက
Kadampa masters who say, in every activity, there are two things, one at the beginning and one at the end. The important thing at the beginning is the motivation, the intention. Why do you want to carry out this activity? And the important thing at the end, once the action is completed, is the prayer. And in particular, it's the dedication prayer. Because with this particular prayer, you decide how you want to use the virtue you have created. Virtue is like a currency. And it can be used in a particular way. So if you say, I would like to use this virtue I have created for the sake of all sentient beings, then you're making a very important prayer at the end of the activity. So it's a very important thing. Arimsa is saying exactly that. Virtue is like currency. It's like money. And if you have a bit of money, if you just keep it around the house, it's very easy for someone to come in and steal it. Right? If you don't safeguard it, just have it in your pocket. It might even fall off your pocket. but if you put your money in the bank, then it's safe. And then Rinpoche said, I hear these days internet banking is not so safe, but nevertheless, there is a sense of security associated with banks, right? You put your money there, and unless somebody, you know, hackles into the system of the computer, hopefully the money will remain in your account, yeah?
I see in this particular part all the concepts in this particular part. I mean the for me the all the elements that help me to reach the eye for me, like the pictures and all the traditional actions, or like prayer for me too. And I feel that there is a time to use them. And to bring the truth, to bring the Buddha by my belief and my actions to the pictures. But there is a time also to overcome them, because I feel that it's a compromise. It's a very, many times I feel that a prayer, it brings a lot of relief. But it takes me out from me, and it's I feel that in the end, the purpose is working on this space and not out and not in the future, and not there is a lot of, it's very fantastic, and there is a lot of imagination out there in the concept, and I would like if you can respond on that.
Sure. Rinpoche-la ta koran dindre shuge du ta chirta namba sangye wa dindra thanga tan kundra la so bo mambo dram yo ra wa chirta koran so le tan bo ai na ten so pen tan pengin du ta kundra ki kopan di chen so ta ya la so bo pengin du zina yang kansam shine ten so kyang kyang la ta na ten so kyang kyang ta dram na ta chöpa dram ta ten drabu sangye ki ku drabu chik dindre dram na ta namle zo di chagres ya namle zo di marwas tenso kangalo mevachana tenso kangalo magoba ki tutsetes kansam sinadzi yongire samdos ya manam jave ki thola ko dinre lavi ore sambo cheta melam jave di pengidos semna la kare yo pa tene rewa kare yo pa khonchogla dinre phapyur na ta chirdam pengidos yina ya ta chirdam melam jamna ta jela maombala chik chegins ni chegins chik yongwar shows ta yapu chik yongwar shows jela maombala maombala dinre samlo tana tanda leka de tutse druviates nyur tang dos tanda nyamlen che ke tutse halam mevo trog dos ta khaddu yina ya ta melam jawa yina ta maombala chik chegins maombala ni druviens dinre lavna halam tambo tes chiksena le tambo aina peng news consumption not chiksena to trola drom and ros andre des
ori dadi komandi yo samlo tang tang dra mande yang ge yo yen du tin dra yo sku ri di ji ge chu nyam ne ma ji ba mon na chang chang dam ne din na ti so trola ban do go le ba de yo man ding gi u ji ge chu yang ji go go yo ding gi tha molam gun jing da wo di molam gun molam go duna phantak je chimbu yang go yari molam de maung bin charje mambo ji jag na tin de par so tin de ya go koncha ko mare rag ji rag ji si ta go re 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 ni chu na koncha la re kar mambo ji hu ja ga yana koncha ko nda na re kar ramba tambo ni wa samba ji lep di yo ar wa o ji da ti so su de ya di kali kali go dup go dup go la koncha ko thi ji na ya yo a mari o ta ni re wa chi nda da yen ta ni da go ji ku nyam ne ji na nda da go ka la ni ka la thu di na de la ro ji go go yo sa re wa tambo ti ndo ya re wa chama ti mo la jab ja ga yen na ya ni ka ku nyam ne ji ji go la ti ka la the di na o ta ro ji ji mo la mo ndi wo ni wa ti ndo ya go ro ji wa ti ta ti so la le so wa ta ni ti ro ji go go yo sa o ta ti ti so ri ri da ji ka ri se go ma wa bi sha ba ri ri thu thi ya ti kum cha ga chen di wa yin du zig di wa ro wa rong mo la mo cha cha jam na chu ma ji wa yin na din da na ji chak yo wa ri.
Now, with all these external objects, as well as with prayer, it's very important to make the distinction between as we say, the external and the internal. At one level they signify something, but on another level we have to understand that what we call dharma, what we call the practice of dharma, is an internal practice. And the more sincere you are internally, the more you will feel the progress. So for example, Rinpoche says, unless you do your practice and unless you change your mind, it doesn't matter how many tankas you put out, it doesn't matter how many statues you put out, and if you spend all your time just making, reciting prayers without doing the proper practice, then you're not going to achieve anything. A prayer which is a mere recitation and it's not supported by solid practice cannot bring a result. Because the prayer is almost like, as we say, first of all you have to generate some merit, and then with the prayer you decide what you want to do with this merit. If you don't do your practice, then you have nothing to use, right, in order to achieve what you want. For people who really practice, the prayer is a very intimate way of communicating with the Buddha, with the enlightened mind. Because the reason why you practice is because you want to achieve certain things. And because you have the desire to achieve these things, sometimes you want to express your wishes, and you're saying, I am praying, I am practicing because I wish to achieve such and such a state. And merely by you expressing your aspiration, this is a prayer already. It doesn't take much time. It doesn't necessarily take you too far out. What are you doing is that you are communicating that you have a plan, that you have a goal, and that actually you're doing some practice in order to achieve that. The prayer doesn't have to be empty words. The prayer doesn't have to be just a fantasy for something that happens in the future. Actually, if you practice properly and you have this intimate communication with the Buddha, it is said that the blessing you receive or the support you receive is incredible. And it is this type of prayer, based on this type of practice, that we stress as being so important.
I said,
imagine someone who is working in an office and has a lot of responsibilities. Let's say, he has to take care of a lot of issues. Now, if this person decides not to go to the office but instead stay at home, and instead of doing the actual work would sit there and say, oh, I wish my job was done, I would like my job to be finished. Monday's work, I would like it to be finished. Tuesday's work, I'd like it to be finished. I'd like it to be, Friday, so that I could take Saturday off anyway. Now, this is like the prayer of the person who doesn't do the practice and then does all these prayers with the great aspirations that I want to achieve this and I want to achieve that. Well, it doesn't bring any result because the job is not done. On the other hand, you have the conscientious person who goes to the office every day and spends 8 hours in the day, and at the end of the day they can say, I worked hard, because my aim is to achieve this particular goal, is to finish this particular project. So there's great difference between the two. And it doesn't mean that the conscientious worker cannot take time off. They can have holidays too. But when they're in the office, they should work. Oh, sorry.
I would like to ask about the notion of Tibetan Buddhism, that we are, as human beings, are full of negativity, we are full of anger, we are full of all this kind of negativity. And the Buddhas are all the perfect and free of negativity, and they are there and we are here.
And that creates to some people, and to me too, a feeling that I'm a kind of depression and kind of, you know, because you have to work so hard, you know, to overcome all this kind of negativity. So that's create sometimes a depressive mood or laziness, etc. You know, they are there. It's too difficult to reach there. And in other, I heard that in other tradition, Buddhist traditions, there is no here and there. There is what you are here. If you are the seed of being the Buddha in the future, so the seed now is perfect. Mm-hmm. So, right. Can you comment about it?
Yeah. Rimetsila da ko dindre shuido. Ta nga ronsu mi juba ina. Ta nyomo yore, marikpa yore, ta dikpa mambo yores. Ya nga ronsu netsul chita, nga ronsu mi jume ki sem ki netsul dindre res. Ya sange ki kemba di yan tagwa res. Ta koronsu dikpa chiya mepa yonten kanka lo ta zo yores. Si sanga sange ta mi ta mi juma parla kebar hachan chen boyores kebar di ha kona ta halam sangi ki kopan rubia di khale ka bo setra dos ta dinre khale ka bo yena halam misi bares dinre khale ka bo yena ta yusa ta pendo minus pe ta rimbo drogre dinre ta rimbo drog tup sa mares mi pesewa pelchewa sem shumne Lelo dravuchi yonge yores. Yam koransu tawa dima imba yam tawa senda chi yores. Tanda ne sangye druvye ki nupa yores. Nupa di yan takwa res. Ta nupa yan takwa yopa di tola kecha sena tis sem ku yangru droidus, sem kibu droidus. Takwa resa ta nyomon ta dipa korla kecha sena ta chichana pengi mindu sangye yore.
เรื่องมันจะดีเท่าไหร่ก็ได้สั่งเลยโอ้ยถ้าครั้งก็สั่งว่าน้อยสั่งลูกข้าศึกจะหนีถิ่นใดยังสักก็อยู่อะไรดีถิ่นใดยังก็อยู่อะไรมาเรื่อยเพราะนั่นจึงลำทุบดิ่งอีกก็จึงได้สั่งจีลำทุบดิ่งอีกก็ลำทัดเส้นดิ่งอีกก็สั่งจีลำทัดมาเส้นอีกก็จึงสั่งจูเซนเป็นลำลายของรัมบังง่ายอยู่อะไรทำไมจึงเนี่ยรัมบังง่ายอยู่อะไรแต่เนี่ยตัวรองเจ้าสุรายองลำรัมบังง่ายอยู่อะไร ตัวสวยยาร์คอมพันดาวแล้วมาทั้งงี้ก็มาสู้สู้จีวสิจิตแล้วมาทั้งงี้ก็เดี๋ยวที่เดินนะเรื่องดูว่าไม่ประสบจีวอะไรดีสังจีอาเป็นนิวาจีอยู่ดีอยู่ดีที่ตอนนี้สามลูกตอนนั้นเป็นน่ะตอนเสือน่ะจีก็ลำลำเช่นโมดีลำกายอมีคอมบ้าก็ดูยาก็ลำข้ามาตามเมียยันน่ะมาสู้ลีตมบัวสิจิตที่ตอนเช่นระดิ่งที่นี่กาลีกันดูกันดูเวล่ะ
Now, Erse is saying it's like, of course, there are these two different aspects that we have to discuss. One is the state of our present mind, which is a diluted mind with negativity, with afflictions, with ignorance, and so forth. And, of course, at the same time, we have this incredible potential to reach the state of a Buddha. So what do? We compare ourselves with the Buddhas. Now, the state of Buddhahood is the ultimate result, the result that comes after a lot of practice, out of a lot of effort in order to reduce the negativity and increase the positive qualities. So, of course, when you compare yourself right now, where we are like beginners, to the ultimate state that could possibly be actualized, you think, it is so far away, it is almost impossible. Sometimes when you compare yourselves to bodhisattvas, and again the bodhisattva path has five different stages, even when you compare yourselves to bodhisattvas, you feel like that you are next to nothing. And you think, how can I ever reach that state of enlightenment. As you say, it is almost depressing. Like, you almost feel like I should give up because it's so far away, I'll never reach there. But the secret is this. There is a path, and there are skillful means that we can develop. If we decide to become skillful, then we can cross this path quickly. As a matter of fact, the more we train, the quicker we progress. And Rinpoche is saying it's like as if you're trying to go from a small village into the capital of the country. And if you don't have any other means if you cannot fly by the airplane or go by train or go into the bus, your only option is to walk. And if your only option is to walk from the small village all the way to the capital, it seems like it is so far away that like you will never get there. But if somebody explains to you that, you know, down that you go, first you go down this small alley and a little bit, and once you come a little bit out of the village, there is a bus stop and you can get on the bus, and this bus will actually take you to the train station, and this will help you cover a lot of the way much faster, and the rail will take you to a certain destination, and this is really close to the airport, and from there you can fly. Once you understand there is a path, that there is a method, and you train yourself, you will find you move faster and faster and faster towards your goal. If you are completely ignorant that there is a path and there is a method, you are like this villager who thinks that you have to walk all the way to the capital. We still have time, 10 minutes.
It will be of benefit when you follow unqualified teacher, but you recognize him as a Buddha. It will be of benefit the same.
So if the teacher is unqualified...
And you see him as a Buddha,
yeah,
will it be a benefit?
Would it be a benefit? Rinpoche la ta gewe singen ten tsu kor la kon tsamsa la nga ronzo ta gewe singen koranso pitak pa mare, koranso yon ten gya tsembo yon mare. Yina ya sangye nan sin re samna pengi duges min duges. Yon ten mepe kav la ta sangye nan sin re samna penduk duges.
When
we use this expression to see your teacher as the Buddha, it doesn't mean that you see your teacher as being perfect. The Buddha is perfect. The Buddha has perfect knowledge. The Buddha has developed all positive qualities to the full degree, right? So to say that your teacher has every possible positive quality is not exactly what we mean with that, with this expression. But your teacher has taught you Dharma. Your teacher has explained things that you didn't know before. Your teacher has helped you overcome some doubt you have. So in that sense, they have been helpful, as if their teaching activity is helpful to you the same way that the teaching activity of the Buddha would have benefited you. Right? So... the kindness of the teacher, of this imperfect teacher, still remains because it resembles the kindness of one particular activity of the Buddha. We're not saying that your teacher performs all deeds of the Buddha or that the teacher has all the qualities of the Buddha. But in that aspect of teaching you, of helping you, of supporting you, they resemble one aspect of the Buddha.
Oggi de dinai mbai yendu dinai ge chari ri ni sangji ngusen konja ngusen jarna ya danda ge giwe shin ni deli la sangji me din ni de me yendu de dang chan da ba ju ren di ga sam na wa ta dinai ge sam lo tang ko yu.
Yeah, you really have to think that there are many, so many aspects in the Buddha, but most of us, we don't have the good fortune to meet the actual Buddha. But we have the fortune to meet a teacher who might be imperfect, but is there, it's available, and is teaching us. So in that sense, the teacher is actually kinder than the Buddha, because he has come to, is interacting directly with us.
I was wondering if Mpochela can expound on the difference between virtue and merit.
Rimachela di gyawatan sunam parla kebar kare yores.
Ori da gyawatan sunam se jivala ji da gyawa ji lu da ngo da yeku go ni gyawa so na ti so go ji kare se go nin te de la sunam se ang go yari gyawa khoro ma nu ngo yesam go go ni nikap dhya ji yin di ni ti che li ndo go li se na da
Right. When we talk about virtue, we talk about the activities itself. So you can have virtuous activities that there are perhaps physical activities, verbal activities, mental activities. Once a virtuous activity has been done, then you create virtuous karma. And the potency or the potential of this virtuous karma to bring about good results is called merit. So merit is created after the virtue, after virtue has been established. Merit is the potency to bring about positive results.
Bernadi Garizigo, Shengan de Migo, Shengan de Migo, Shemba de Zola, Sunamba Sikuari, Tisunam Sedu Shengan Ramada Tamna, Digo Shenga Tamna, Shendigo Shengan Ravo Tamna, Oda Tela Gi Gili di Sunam Gotonchi Sedu.
The example to perhaps to help you understand this, we talk about virtue, and virtue would be similar to the act of sowing seeds or cultivating the field. Then what you get out of this field is the crop. Right, so the crop is the virtue that you ripe after you have sown the seeds of. The merit. Yeah, of course, I ruined it. The merit is the crop that you get after you have sown the virtue.
The tindu la ju sayan thaya yon rakari. The yon par thongjir jina yon to thongu kepsong dao jirakari.
And there's a lot in this crop, right? There should be enough to feed yourself, and there should be plenty also left perhaps to sell out in the market and make a bit of profit. So yeah, merit's a good result. Brings good results at the end. Right, that was the lucky last one, and we stop here. Something else, somebody offered a written question. I have written down the answer and passed it on to Leora. So if you passed on a written question, that's where you get it from.
Rena Mendra Lagunaria Daria Mudogu Junius of Giva Tandondo Gunla Gombando Chibara Jidan Luzon Dabai
Page 26
and Sergi Yo Gondor Ravi Gur
Rinpoche's Long Life Prayer, page 29. O great seal of the clear light, ultimate reality of all phenomena.
O Venerable Lama, may your long life deities, neutralizing the conceptual minds of non-duality, increase your lifespan for hundreds of years. Your noble line, illuminating with thousands of light rays, you clarify completely and without fear the divine path shown by the sage. You are a garden of fully bloomed lotuses, laden with the nectar of the holy Dharma. O magnificent and excellent Lama, to you I make this request. Although your noble mind is the treasure of the victorious one's instructions, you follow secretly and without fear an ascetic way of life. You practice the holy Dhamma like the pure Kadambas of the past. Great teacher, may you live long. Whenever you show the manner of master
acting in accordance with the aspiration and the natures of his disciples, you also uphold the victory
banner of realizations in places far from there. Also blind, slander of hundreds of treatises of sutra and tantra, may you live long. Although the animate and inanimate words are unified in their pure nature, a playful display of countless deities, you dwell, calm, subdued, brilliant and noble, amongst the four types of Aryas, O bright and equal holder of the Vinaya, may you live long. In order to awaken the seeds of supreme vehicle, your great deeds may grow. With this precious water of your compassion, the sprouts of aspiring and engaging mind, in the fields of the wild ones were to be subdued. O heroic son of the victorious ones, may you live long. Arisen from the sphere of total peace, you are an illusory dance, free from illusions, numberless clouds of magically created residents and resident mandalas, a great variety of mandalas being emanated and reabsorbed. O Lord, over the glorious Buddha families, may you live long. Blessing of the non-deceptive three jewels, by the power of the truths of cause and effect, and independent origination, and by my pure special intention, may this result come about easily and exactly according to your wishes.